The one who held up the conquest of the Ottoman Empire.
The first defensive line that had been so carefully constructed
by the Ayyubid dynasty deteriorated during the reign of Sigmund of Luxembourg, but was still able to hold the borders of Hungary. The second line of defense of the border region was made up of a double line of castles
along the edge of the thousand-year-old empire.
The Turks were unable to find a weak point through these lines. In some cases, they were able to occupy one or two smaller castles, but they were soon taken back from them. János Hunyadi was a legendary general demonstrating the best talent of a great strategist, along with his personal bravery. These personal qualities reminded us of his predecessors in the Árpád dynasty. He recognized that the Hungarian army needed an overhaul. He lined up his most powerful armored troops in the middle to strike the decisive blow to the enemy, his light cavalry
along with the artillery,
a technique inherited from the Hussites, lined up from the sides to enclose the Turks. With this strategy, he won almost all of his battles. Hunyadi pushed the war theater out of the territories of Hungary. One of his battles was significantly memorable when, near Marosszentimre, he faced a 40,000-strong Turkish army that broke into Transylvania through the South Carpathian Mountains. Within a few days, Hunyadi was able to gather 4,000 or 5,000 men, and in order to prevent their further progress deeper into the country, he was ready to face them. He battled them despite the obvious anticipated loss, but he assumed that he would win a few days by holding them back while reinforcements would arrive from various parts of Transylvania. There was a memorable moment in Marosszentimre, which came with preserving her faith in Christianity. Simon Kemény
put on Hunyadi's armor
to mislead the enemy and, if necessary, to be mistaken for Hunyadi if he needed to die. He died as a hero, but Hunyadi escaped and was able to gather and unite the reinforcements with his fighting troops. Hunyadi practically created a new army with approximately 7,000 men, and he counterattacked the Turks who, while declaring themselves as winners, their entire army was annihilated in Nagyszebem. This was followed by the famous war campaign in 1443-44 and the winter campaign together with Ulaslo. The first. Hunyadi marched at the front of the young king's troops with
10 or 11,000 armored men.
As they advanced forward to Nish, the Turks attacked from four sides with the leadership of the Bey of Sofia, Bey of Sandru, and other high military officials. Each of the four regiments was larger than Hunyadi's 11,000-member regiment. Hunyadi, however, beat the first army on the first night, and by dawn he finished with the second one as well, the Turks not even aware of the other ongoing fights.
This was followed by the defeat of the 3rd and 4th Ottoman armies by Hunyadi's troops on the following day.
This was an unexpected bravado and success that we still don't know the reason for, unless Hunyadi's troops' cries of "Jesus, Jesus" might have frightened the enemy. Besides that, the love of the homeland was another motivation since belief is permanent, but the concept of the homeland was more of a loose term. Hungary was then called Artkirigium, which not only meant empire, but a noble ancient empire. Hungary was the only Artkirigium in Europe of the time. To conduct and also win four battles within a day and a half is considered an exceptional military achievement which was supported by bravery, belief, physical strength, and preparation. Hunyadi rejoined the king's army. They couldn't cross over to the Balkans due to
icy passes through the mountains where movements were hindered.
When they
slowly withdrew the troops
toward the homeland, the Turks took the opportunity to attack them from behind.
Hunyadi defeated the 5th Army successfully as well.
The Varna expedition followed, where the Pope and other Western heads of state sent their promises, some others
real reinforcements.
It seemed at the time that the Turks would be
chased out of Europe,
thus eliminating
the constricting circle
around Constantinople. The promises would have gathered an army of 80,000 armored troops, along with Hunyadi's own army of 30,000 marching back from the winter expedition. none of the promised troops arrived, of which the Bourgogne alone promised 20,000. The Hungarian army's numbers were deflated to half of its original size due to various economic and political reasons. Despite the hardships, Hunyadi won the battle at Varna. More exactly, he would have won the battle in Varna
if he hadn't struck the Ottomans'
army's right and left regiment before they even reached Varna. If the young king, out of bravado, hadn't turned back and started another battle with the Turks and ended up being killed, he also could have taken part in the celebration of Hunyadi's winning series. Hunyadi later safely led his army back to Hungary, even from his Varna battle, mostly in an organized fashion.